Hello, this is Gary Stevens. Welcome to Lion of Judah Online. Today's subject, again, we're dealing with Hope and the Anointing Factor, Part 18. The topic within this subject is called Your Hope, the Image, Has Entrance to the Holy of Holies. How is this possible? How can your hope, the hope of the gospel, what you're believing for, have entrance into the Holy of Holies? And I'm talking about in heaven, that is. Let us look once again at the definition of hopelessness. Hopelessness does not come from a lack of money, a lack of education, or a lack of opportunity. It is caused by being without Christ Jesus, without the Word of God and the anointing of God in your life, and not factoring into or considering or taking into account the anointing of God, which destroys the yoke and removes the burden of bondage of the problem or any situation in your life. Let's go now to Hebrews chapter 6, verse 18 to 20. Verse 18, when we read, that by two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, that is the blood and the body of Christ Jesus, or the bread and the wine, we might have strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope set before us. This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters the presence behind the veil, where the forerunner has entered for us, even Jesus, having become the high priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. Let's just discuss for a second the order of Melchizedek, or the office of Melchizedek. Melchizedek was an office created by God, a high priest office created by God specifically to receive the tithes of Abraham. Jesus also has been made in the order of Melchizedek. In other words, God made an office specifically for Christ Jesus. He created it, and that office is under the orders of God. Because Jesus went in and administered behind the veil in the Holy of Holies, that also gives us the right through Christ Jesus for our hope to go in behind the veil through Christ Jesus. Your hope is an image without substance. Your hope is an image inside the Holy of Holies, where Christ Jesus is the high priest over that promise, over that hope to make it come to pass. That image we have in the Holy of Holies has to be protected, for at this time it's just an image. It has no substance in it yet. In other words, it hasn't become into the reality realm. This image that we have in heaven, the hope we have in heaven, the hope of the gospel or the word of God, that image needs to be protected from sin consciousness. Sin consciousness will make us back away and think we're not worthy, that we've failed in the past, and God doesn't want that. Let's go to the scriptures now. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 11 to 14. But Christ came as high priest of good things to come, with a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is, not of this creation, not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood he entered the most holy place once and for all, that is the Holy of Holies, having obtained eternal redemption. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkled the unclean sanctifies for the purifying of the flesh, purifying of the flesh, that is, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Our consciousness should be not sin conscious, which is, I'm an old sinner saved by grace. It should be a righteousness conscious. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. This protects the image in the Holy of Holies from being destroyed or removed. These scriptures in Hebrews chapter 9, verses 11 to 14 are basically saying, by his blood, your conscience has been cleansed from sin conscious. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 2. Reading, for then would they not have ceased to be offered? For the worshippers, once purified, would have no more consciousness of sin. God wants you to understand and to realize through these scriptures that through the blood of Christ, your consciousness, your old consciousness of being a sinner saved by grace, has been cleansed by the blood of the Lamb, by the blood of Christ. You are no longer a sinner saved by grace. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. In this topic today, we're talking about your hope, the image you're believing for, the hope of the gospel, the promise of God, it has entrance into the Holy of Holies. How is this done? It is done through Christ Jesus, because he was the forerunner. He went into the Holy of Holies behind the veil in heaven and ministered his blood of the covenant that we are part of if you're born again. It says here that through the blood of Christ also that our sin conscience has been cleansed to think differently. We are no longer sinners saved by grace. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And God wants us to understand that our consciousness has been cleansed by the blood of the Lamb, by blood of Christ Jesus, that we are no longer to think in a negative sense, that we're not worthy. We can't have this promise of God. God wants us to understand that our hope, that image that we're believing for, has gone up into heaven. It's gone behind the veil where Christ was, and it's waiting there as an image, but it doesn't have substance just yet. God wants you to understand about sin conscience. It's very important because this is a tool that's used by the enemy to rob us or to destroy that image that's up in heaven. When thoughts come to your mind that you're an old sinner, why should you receive this promise? We are to fight that off with the word of God and protect the inner image, protect the image that's now in the Holy of Holies, the hope of the gospel. We are to protect that through and in the name of Christ Jesus, so it can take substance and come from the spiritual realm into the natural realm as a promise of God fulfilled. Thank you for listening, and God bless.